This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash. Welcome to Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. MIA, folks. I am here with Jimmy and Mudbug.
Mudbug.
His beer's already open. Slacker.
I already opened mine.
Yeah, so I said slacker.
I couldn't wait.
Sorry, I already opened mine, too.
Oh, slacker.
Hey, but I spoke first. There you go. I couldn't open mine and talk at the same time. With a microphone in one hand and a beer in the other. What are you looking for?
Which show are we doing?
The mosquito that's trying to attack me.
Scared of mosquitoes.
We don't have as many here as we do at the Knot Ranch.
We are
very true
in the Deep South Conroe studios.
Deep South.
Deep South.
Having conversations, drinking alcoholic beverages. Those two guys are being idiots.
Well, of course.
But we're just getting started.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys have? What kind of topics do you want to talk about today? Here's one for you.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about bugs tripping over. I'm telling you, we're going to have to start videoing this podcast.
Yeah.
Because if you can see Mudbug right now, he's got headphones on and he's still looking for the mosquito.
There's a bug.
It's probably near your microphone.
There's a bug worried about a bug.
It's mosquitoes.
Yeah, say what you were saying.
So, I don't know how many of the MIA people know that I drink Twisted Tea. Hard iced tea, Twisted Tea, the original.
Well, if they read the notes in the podcast part, it's in there.
Oh. They would know.
I didn't know that.
Because I
don't read the notes.
I actually tag...
Do you tag Twisted Tea?
I do.
Oh, excellent.
I do. And yes, I do.
Have they responded to you yet?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, so my next part, then, will really piss them off.
Oh, why is that?
Because if they don't respond soon...
Because you're not going to drink Twisted Tea anymore?
If they don't respond soon...
Yeah.
I might have to go with Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Is now going to be the ambassador
for
a new hard iced tea beverage. And it's called, I think it's called Tea Bird, to be honest. I think it's called T-E-A Bird.
Well, daggum.
And this was just announced, well, I think it was today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or yesterday. Hmm. Well, depending on when people are listening to this, it could be last week.
I haven't seen that. Of course, I am no longer in that industry. So, I'm
what industry?
The alcohol industry sells alcohol. Yeah,
I'm in the industry that buys the alcohol.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm in the industry now too, but I'm not in the industry that sells it anymore.
Right.
I got out. I'm out.
Okay, he's out. He's not selling it no more.
I'm in the industry that consumes it.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay,
I'm a consumer.
I do every now and then.
So, Twisted Tea, we've been tagging you.
Step up to the plate.
I didn't know it. But we've been tagging you in our MIA podcast.
Yeah, I figured, you
Music,
know.
Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. That is MIA.
Yeah. True. I figured that if I started tagging them in this stuff, maybe eventually they'll go, hey, you know, maybe we need to try and sponsor those guys since they're pushing our stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's worth a shot.
Never know.
What other adult beverage are you tagging?
No, that's it.
That's it. Just
whatever we drink.
Well, I mean, you drink some other stuff.
Well, I tagged the TX Bourbon folks at one time.
Yeah.
We drank the TX Bourbon.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, we did that.
If we talk about a certain artist, I'll tag them.
Okay.
You can see that in notes. If you look at the notes in the podcast, then it'll tell you what we're... It'll give you a highlight of what we talked about. Or
man, I'm gonna have to read and listen also.
See, not just kind of get that.
I just grabbed it with chopsticks out there. Did you see that?
Ooh, grasshopper.
Yeah, Bug's pointing him out.
Mr. Miyagi.
Bug's got his radar on.
If I had my chopsticks, I would grab him.
He's got his Bugdar on.
Bugdar.
It's okay. If he's flying around, he's okay. It means he's not sitting here.
You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention.
Pay attention. I'm paying attention.
Quit worrying about that skeeter.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Yeah. Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Yeah. as we digress to movies yet again.
Again.
So we've heard a lot of new music.
Yes, we have.
We as in me and Jimmy,
yeah.
Or Jimmy and I, went to the Texas Country Music Association Summit and Industry Awards.
Yep.
Had a good time there. Bug didn't go. He was a
vacay.
Floating around on a cruise ship.
Vacay.
He called it vacay.
For the whole thing. I didn't stay for the after party.
There was an after party? When, I guess I wasn't invited.
The Monty Dawson band.
Oh no, played. I didn't stay. I didn't stay that late. I got home about 9:30, but you know,
I got home at the same time.
That was a 10-hour day there, folks.
I was tired.
Yeah, I was tired.
I was tired of meeting.
Y'all got there at noon?
Lord, no. We were there
10 o'clock.
10 a.m., man.
Wow.
10 a.m. That's why we're tired now.
Actually, I pulled in the parking lot at 9:45.
Yeah. He was afraid to go in by himself, so he waited on me to get there at 10. I got there literally at 10 o'clock.
Answering text messages.
Whatever.
Listen to him.
Whatever. He's a wimp. He was scared to go in by himself.
Nope. Met some good folks, though. We met some artists that we hadn't talked to before, or that we hadn't met. So, yeah. So a couple new artists that were there. What was that new? Kyle Garrett. Is that his name? The first acoustic show that played? I think it was his name. I wrote it down. Yeah, I think it was Kyle Garrett. He was pretty good.
I missed that because I was outside talking to Ty Smith's road manager.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, his road manager.
His road manager. Yeah, his dad.
His dad. Yeah. Hey, that's pretty cool when you got dad as your road manager. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, we got to meet Ty Smith, talented young dude. We got to meet Mr. Tasman Sharp. It's one that's just put out an album.
Yeah, and he's about the same age as Ty Smith.
Yeah, I think they're all like 14, 15, and 16 years old.
Peyton Riley.
I think
they're all three the same age. They're a bunch of youngins there.
Wow, a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Okay, not a bunch. There was them three. I don't know if there was any
Ryder
other one.
Grimes was there.
Mm-hmm.
And did some music. Of course, Jeff Canada was there, Mudbug's favorite artist in the world.
Yep.
I
got to take another drink.
JeffCanadaSucks.com.
JeffCanadaSucks.com.
We got to sit and talk to Dusty Motes for a little while.
Yes.
Songbird. Got to talk to her for a while.
Yes, we sure did.
Some other folks.
Yeah, some other radio stations. And
lots of radio
stations.
Man,
we're not being very funny right now.
No, we're not.
We're
not being funny, Fug.
Well, y'all spoke to Robin Lynn.
Spoke to Robin.
She's a hoot.
I'm going to put this out there. She was wearing a cowboy hat. I'm telling you, she was all around. She was all over the place.
She does internet radio as well. She has her own. I can't remember the name.
I don't know. Robin Lynn Radio.
I don't
remember. Robin Lynn Radio. Look it up. I don't know.
Robin Lynn.
She was wearing a cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
She's running around all over the place. And she's wearing one red boot
and one white boot. Yeah, she's wearing two different color boots.
I was like,
I saw that.
I was like, I kept seeing the boots, and I didn't know who the hell it was at first. I was like, why in the hell somebody wearing one red boot and one white boot? And that was the only thing that caught my attention when they passed by, and then I'd lose them in the crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when she came over and started talking to us, and it's Robin.
She's funny, man.
That's why.
It's Robin Lynn, Kindred Spirit Radio.
That's the one it is, yeah.
That's Robin Lynn.
Yep.
Sorry, I covered it, Robin. I got you. But
got you, yeah. Boo.
Got you.
And?
Yeah, I still didn't get to meet her. Y'all have met her, but I still.
Yeah.
We're on vacation. My wife, kids, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about your vacation.
You lose.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares that you were on vacation.
That's okay.
Anybody that cares that Bug was on vacation, text us.
My phone.
We didn't give him the phone number.
My phone just went.
There's a reason.
Oh, liar.
I just got a text.
Liar. They text you. They're not texting us.
I just got a text.
Yep. Got to meet Johnny Falstaff.
Johnny Falstaff.
And ran into, Jesse Robb Jr. was there.
Johnny Falstaff.
Mr. Beard.
Playing the best country in Texas, baby.
And there was a bunch of artists there.
I know. I can't. I'm name.
Some one of the funniest things, the most hilarious thing, had me rolling and crying. Literally, I was crying at the table. Was they had this contest now, and I wish I had a recording of this so we could play it.
That was great.
At a contest, and they picked out four different people to be a little captain of a team, a songwriting team, and they wrote songs, right?
Songs or jingles or about a
or
product.
Or a jingle about an item that Linda pulled out of a bag. And, you know, like Jeff Canada's team got a rope.
Yeah.
And Billy Joe Jones. She got a candy bar.
Yeah.
And Peyton's team got a Salon Pause pain relieving patch. And there was another one. What's the other one?
I don't remember what the other one was.
A cigar.
Yeah,
Dusty Motes got a cigar.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dusty Motes is the reigning champ from last year, so Dusty won this competition last year. So it's like this goofy little competition that they do, which is super hilarious.
And Peyton was really smart.
And completely entertaining.
Peyton was really smart at what she did. So she gets each one of these captains. So Jeff Canada was a captain, Peyton Riley was a captain, Dusty Motes was a captain, and Billy Joe was a captain.
Billy Joe.
And they get to choose. They can go around and they get to choose people to be on their team to help them write the song or the jingle or the songs, right?
Oh, okay.
And then they have to perform this thing a little bit later on in the show or the summit. That's what they did. And it was great. Go ahead.
It's a team building.
Yeah.
It's a songwriting / team building skill thing where you intermingle with the other people on your team, right? And it was there for entertainment. And so, really, I wish I could, if I could just remember the words.
Oh, it
would be great.
So funny though.
But so, and I can't even remember all the people on her team. But I remember it was
Ryder Grimes
and
Ty Smith.
Was it Ty Smith?
Ty Smith.
So Ty Smith, Peyton. Ryder Grimes, Peyton, and one other person.
And
female. And girl. Can't think of her name.
Can't think of her name right now.
Either way. They got started really early. Like Peyton just went and found her team.
Yeah, she just jumped on it and went, man.
Found her team. The next thing I knew, I went outside to, you know, go smoke outside out on the patio, and I pass Peyton and her team sitting there. They're already writing. And I'm like, y'all are going to like miss the summit, right?
They look like accountants crunching numbers.
Yeah, they were.
Like,
yeah.
they
already busted out the guitar and they're out there singing and writing and somebody's on their phone, recording, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, around 4 o'clock when they get up there and start performing, you know, one group gets up there and does their song. It's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty good song. I mean, you only have a few hours to write a song, right? Music and everything.
And remember it.
And remember, there's people holding phones. This is the words right here, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Peyton Riley, her team.
Ryder Grimes, Ty Smith. And then the other person, we can't think of right now. Sorry.
We apologize greatly. We drink a lot. we didn't drink a whole lot that day, though.
No.
But either ways, the song was so funny. They wrote an entire song with a whole story and everything.
It was great.
And it was the song, they were the ones with the Salon Pause pain reliever patch, right? But it's talking about, I'm not exactly sure, but it was like his old lady's left her, or left him, right? And at some point, evidently, she pulls the Salon Pause patch off his back. And evidently, he's a hairy guy.
Rips it off his
and
back.
Rips all the hair off his back. And talks about how it hurt and, I don't know, it was just so, God, I wish I had that recording.
I wish they, I know
anybody
they recorded
it. Anybody has a recording of that,
man.
I want it.
Yes, absolutely.
They could put that on YouTube and make money.
Oh,
I'm
my
telling
gosh.
You.
I wonder if Drew videoed that thing.
God, I would hope so. I would hope so. But, so it was really funny.
It was great.
just talking about,
it was
how much
great.
Pain it was, how much pain he was in. Not just for losing her, you know.
Yeah.
Because she ripped the patch off
his back and took his hair out with it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Decide which one is more painful.
Something about heartbreak and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was great.
It was awesome. Great.
So it was a duet. So like one of the guys would sing one part.
Yeah.
And so Ty Smith would sing one part and then Ryder would sing the other part. And it went back to Ty Smith. So the girls didn't even sing. They actually held the phone up so that they could remember the words. You know, like here, they hold the phone in front of their faces. And it was so hilarious.
It was
great. You could tell you know, both of them thought it was so funny because Ryder, I think, there for a minute was having a hard time singing because he thought it was so funny.
Did you go die laughing when he's trying to sing it?
Because he'd get that look on his face when he knows those lines are coming that's going to make people laugh, and he'd get that look on his face and like he'd almost start chuckling himself. But man, they nailed it. I thought they did such a great, and they ended up winning. They ended up winning, but
they did. That's what they were, and they were laughing a little bit later, saying that, you know, Peyton won and she didn't even sing.
It's like, I hope she contributed at least some, right?
Oh, you know she did.
But everybody did really good at it, to be honest. Dusty didn't win. Hi, Dusty.
Hello, Dusty.
So I guess Peyton's team is now the reigning champs.
Yep.
They're going to next year. But
yeah, it was a good time. So if you ever get the chance, like next year, I guess it happens the same time every year.
Yeah, I'm not sure how entertaining something like this would be for people that are not in the industry.
Well, though,
because it's a very much a you know, you sit down and listen to speakers. So it's kind of like a conference. You know what I mean? You have speakers there. You sit down and
listen to them talk about.
Well, because it's industry awards.
Yeah,
right?
it's an industry event. You know?
I guess the concert afterward is what everybody's pushing for.
Yeah, you get to listen to, you know, some of the acoustic.
Yeah, the acoustic stuff was good. I mean, you got to hear a couple of new artists. I think it was Kyle Garrett was the first one. That was pretty good. And then the next one was Eli Alger.
Eli Alger, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a boy from up way up north.
From Iowa. Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa.
He had a great song, though, that new song that I Hate This Beach.
Yeah, I Hate This Beach.
It's a great song.
Or I Hate, is it This Beach or That Beach?
I Hate This Beach.
Oh, it's This Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
This Beach. And he says so every time he goes and plays Key West, he gets lots of requests and claps for that. I Hate This Beach. Anyway, the song is really funny, too. Funny. That was great. He played three songs, and all three songs were really good.
So I think that song's actually on YouTube. If you look it up, it's Eli Alger, and I Hate This Beach or I Hate That Beach. And you may be right.
One of the two. This beach or That Beach.
Yeah.
I was just at Key West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. You were in the Bahamas.
I was there as well.
Okay.
He was on a boat.
He was on a boat.
Yeah. Well, that cruise ship took me to the Keys.
Did you see Gilligan and the skipper?
Yes, that's what I was calling my little dude. Because they bought him a hat, and I'll tell him he looked like Gilligan.
Gilligan.
Well.
Sit right back and you hear a tale.
Actually, I couldn't remember the name of the dude. I had to ask my wife what was the name of
from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
And that's about the singing we got going on around here.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, a skipper brave and true. Five passengers set sail that day on a 3-hour tour. Don't ask me why those words stick in my head.
I'm trying to figure that out. That was the wrong
and
button.
We're
wrong
back.
Button.
That was the wrong button. Okay, let's try this one.
It gets, that's more like it.
There we go. That was that one.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Man, that is loud.
So,
it is.
Well, it probably not even there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's there.
Yeah.
Oh,
there.
Anyway, so.
Last time we screwed that up.
We are not being entertaining at all.
Well, you're not.
No, I'm
you're
not.
What? I'm not.
I'm Jimmy.
You already forgot who
he's
you were.
Bug.
I'm Bug. You're not.
I'm not Johnny Cash. Y'all are not entertaining.
So, are we going to do trivia this afternoon?
Sure.
On the second part? Okay.
Yes. No, I refuse to do trivia. I'm going to be like not Johnny Cash and say I refuse to do trivia unless I'm the one.
We are going to do trivia whether you like it or
unless
not.
Unless I am the one.
And just remember, if you don't answer.
Asking the questions.
It's still wrong.
that's not. I refuse to do trivia unless I'm the one asking the questions.
Yeah, well.
Well, you have to be important enough to make the decisions.
And then.
Therefore, that's the reason why you're the one to ask questions. And we make the decisions. Now I get it.
So you're the one that decided I'm asking all the questions?
No, because you said we have to be important enough to make decisions. You just ask all the questions. We have to give the answers and make the decisions. Now we understand.
I think that's a really bad fail at a try.
It worked in my brain. It's okay.
I don't mind the way you tried to turn that around.
I think he's been listening to Donald Trump too long.
And there went our last listener.
Well, there we go.
And that's our,
next thing you know.
Don't worry, folks, I'm not getting political.
Next thing you know, we're going to start talking about something else. So
no, you know, yeah, I was going to tell somebody. Somebody asked about the whole not Johnny Cash thing one time.
Yeah.
About why I'm not Johnny Cash. It's because I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not a whole lot of things. You know, there's a whole lot of things I'm not.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to give them an example of something else, right?
Right.
And I was like, telling them that, you know, I do paintings and I draw and I stuff of that nature. So I had actually considered starting a website because, you know, I've got website, yeah. notjohnnycash.com, right?
Right.
So I had considered starting another one and selling my paintings on it.
Yeah.
And it was going to be Not Hunter Biden. I was like, what better way, you know? I'm like, surely I can sell my paintings for more than he can. But I never did it. I don't know why. Maybe I
swear
do
I remember one of the country artists talking about that. Said, so you're also, when they were talking to you, said that, so you're also not an artist. And you, that's when you looked and go, well, actually, no, I am an artist. I am not a musician.
I'm an artist.
Said, I'm an artist, but I am not a musician.
I'm that's not a very good one. I'm still a starving artist.
I am starving artist.
Kind of like most of the music artists that we do know.
Yeah.
Starving country music artists.
Kind of like all the Texas country artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not all of them.
Not all of them.
No. Some of them are making fortune.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what they say.
Okay, well, they're not starving.
Okay, not a fortune.
They're making a little bit of money they can afford to buy some food.
Hey, as long as they can pay the bills and do what they like and do what they want.
Do what you want to do.
All for you.
Yeah.
You
I wish I had another beer to open right now so I could make that sound like, yes.
You be you.
I'll take a drink to that. Here.
We're about to have one because I'm going to grab it.
You're going to grab what?
Bug's going to be the bartender. Bartender?
Tarbender? You can't. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Start saying, don't go. Headphone cable.
We thought he was going to try and... thought he was going to try and wear his headphones all the way over.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it didn't work out. I almost did. Well.
Yes.
What else you got?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is hopefully the best podcast we've done yet.
Man, this is... We may have to just start over. Yeah.
Well, we already know how that works out, so that's not happening.
We can only... And I'm back. That was exciting.
Yeah. I thought you had something to say. That's what I was...
Thank you.
That was
that's
plenty.
Quite well, enough.
There's quite enough of that.
You see, as soon as I put my hands, like, they just got quiet really fast.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Next.
And next up on our tiny show. Bug, you're back. You said you had something to share with us.
You didn't have nothing. You have nothing to share.
I have nothing.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I knew we should have called Bubba Wesley.
Let me look at my phone, see if I got anything. Nope.
Nope. No messages.
I knew we should have called Bubba Wesley.
We probably should have.
We got to replace a beard.
Love Bubba Wesley.
Bug's awesome. Back. Yeah, well, Bug's back.
Sorry, Bubba. I know you wanted to be on the show. We're going to work that out, though.
We are. We need to do that. Have, yes.
He'll probably bring a little more entertainment to this.
Evidently. Because we're just boring right now.
It's like, luckily, we were not relying on my bug.
I'm boring.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yes.
Ready? Oh, my okay. Jesus. What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell you a little joke.
All right.
It's probably going to suck because I'm not really good at doing it. But here it is. Anyway, here this it guy. Is.
Here we go.
Back in the old days, this guy goes and sees his doctor. He says, doctor, doctor. He goes, I think I'm a curtain. Said, now I believe I'm a curtain. Just listen to what I'm saying here.
I'm listening.
So the doctor says, tells you, well, pull yourself together. That's in the old days. Nowadays.
Yeah.
But in nowadays time, this guy goes to the doctor. He says, doctor, doctor, I think I'm a curtain. Doctor says, well, then you are. It makes sense to me. Maybe not y'all, but it's all right.
Well,
so you thought that was
what most people would think.
Hey, what I think is pull yourself together.
I have an 11-year-old.
You know, and they say that reality is supposed to be funnier, but in this instance, it's wrong.
Mm.
Reality isn't as funny.
Straight up Rizzy.
Straight up. Are you quoting Snoop Dogg over there?
What no, ma'am. What the hell was that you just said? BS that my daughter is. We were. She was going, you're straight up risen, Ohio 4-6, blah. I'm going, what?
Wow.
I said, you're more like from Northern Michigan. Hey, nobody wants to be from Northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. Bugs on his phone again.
I don't know. My ex-wife, she was born in Detroit, Michigan. And I used to say that she was my GM reject.
GM reject.
That's great.
And we wonder why the marriage didn't last.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's why, but.
Well, it's because she's from Detroit.
No. It's because she's GM. Smart.
Get it? Oh, yeah. Maybe. Could be.
she was smart enough to get rid of him.
Oh, no? Lord.
That's why.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
What else you got, Bug? Did you do anything exciting on your field trip?
Not really.
No?
A lot of drinking, but
didn't see any bands while you were gone?
Yeah, there was a couple guys I couldn't get the name of them because Every time I tried to catch them, they seemed like they were Texas country artists.
You should have went on one of them Texas country music cruises.
That's in the plans.
Is it?
Yes. I'm trying to track it into whenever they're having one that I can go on the same one. Trying to go on the next year in 2025.
You couldn't catch them, so they were running faster than you?
No, because they just had the one I really would have liked to have gone is the one when J.R. Herrera band was in earlier this year.
Yeah.
But my youngest daughter was on that ship and saw J.R. Herrera band and some of the other guys that were other bands or whatever that were there.
Youngest daughter. Okay.
Leslie Kay.
I had to think about it. I had to go down the list.
She was on that cruise with.
She was
those, yeah, with those. She'd had no clue that it was.
Was it? Is it just band. One artist that plays that, or is it? Like
no, I think they had like five or six different artists.
There was like three, four, or five, whatever. But they played shows spread, you know, in different places across the ship.
I think there's one of them that.
Wonder how
like
we could
Sonny
get on
Sweeney was on one, and I think there was like six, seven different artists.
There's been another one that just happened to. Like in a month ago or so that also happened. I saw post things on Facebook about them. That happens to be, and one of them was like,
wonder how many,
well, it was like a couple wonder, weeks ago, like a few weeks ago before mine. And then it's like, so I miss out on that one too because mine's booked on this.
Well, I wonder how many they do a year.
I don't know.
And who puts that all together so we can figure out how to.
From what I understand, they're all trying to get together and like make one big cruise ship of, not like the whole cruise ship's gonna be filled with all Texas country artists, but
yeah, like they get tired of watching each other.
Like book a see if a crew. Yeah,
really? they're all where's all my fans? There's no fans here. It's all
that,
musicians.
On that brand new ship, it's the biggest one ever built, called the SS Titanic. It's gonna go down, and there will be no more Texas country because everybody's gone.
That would be a bad idea.
That makes
idea.
A lot of sense.
That'd be a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Terrible. Do not idea. Put all of our artists on one boat.
Don't do that, no.
Please don't.
But we do need like somebody to let us know how that works out. So, you know, they can text us at 936-333-1843 and let us know about these Texas country music cruises.
I did have Ty Smith's road manager was talking to me.
Ty Smith,
yeah, and he was talking about cruises and stuff like that, and I said, well, yeah, I've really never been on a cruise because we were talking about Mudbug not being there.
Yeah,
and I've never been on a cruise. You know, you go, ah, they're not too bad. I said, well, so wait a minute, as I've ridden the ferry in Bolivar, does that count?
Yeah, there you go.
He looks at me, and goes, well, I guess so.
I guess so.
You played were cruising, weren't you?
Played the radio while I was on it. Man, just throw that anywhere, like,
yeah. Just throw that down.
Or it could be like that casino boat in New Orleans, right? If you get on that and it floats out there, did you cruise and gamble?
Yeah.
We got one of those on Lake Conroe.
Sure do.
Or not a casino boat.
The Empress.
Empress.
The paddle wheel.
Yeah, the paddle wheel boat, whatever it's called.
Well, it was called the Empress. I think it still is. I don't know.
I don't know. I went on it last year, December.
Did you?
It was cold.
I bet it was. December.
Was it December? No, it was January. I'm sorry. It was January.
The only paddle wheel boat I've ever been on was on the Mississippi River in St. Louis on the SS Admiral.
My buddy Big Country.
Big Country.
He's captain. He's captain of one of them.
Did he play basketball?
He's captain of one of them boats over there in over there on Lake Conroe.
Don't you lie to me.
I think that one though, but it's something.
I thought it was that one.
Maybe it's a big yacht.
A little dinghy.
He's a really big guy.
Big Country. He was captain of the little dinghy. That's good. I like it.
I'm just kidding, man. Don't come kill me.
Yeah. I would tell you, I call him Big Country for a reason.
That's what I'm saying. Don't come kill me. This is not, by the way.
Yeah. He is a really good friend of mine.
He knows better than that. He knows my voice. I do know Big Country.
He's a true listener of Texas Radio.
Now that song's in my head.
He's a true listener of Texas Radio.
In a big country. Oh, my Lord.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you
know anyway.
Everything, I keep telling y'all, everything reminds me of a song, and sometimes I can't help it. It just happens. Pop top again.
See?
I think I'll have another round. Another one, my friend.
I'm trying to do this one.
We might have to reformat this show.
Yeah, to do what?
to be more entertaining.
You know what would be really entertaining?
What?
Is if we shut up right now.
And here we go.
And this just in.
We decided to shut up. The fans started applauding.
We hate to interrupt this program.
No, really, we don't. We don't hate to interrupt this program. We want to interrupt this program.
Please interrupt.
Well, has anybody texted you over there with anything that we need to talk about?
Well,
probably not, huh?
Well, I don't.
I just.
I have the wrong phone.
I just got a text.
Oh my
said,
god!
I just got a text.
No wonder
we
don't have shit
trivia.
To talk about.
We need trivia.
The text said we need trivia.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a break.
Take a break.
We're going to gather ourselves.
We're going to take a break, smoke a cigarette, because we can't smoke
back
in the studio.
We're going to come back unto ourselves.
And Bug's going to... Oh.
I was waiting for that mosquito to land on Jimmy's head so I could smash it.
Oh, my God.
This is why I'm not funny, folks. Because I have to deal with these two guys.
That was really funny, you know.
Because, yeah.
If you think you're really funny and you know it, clap your hands.
I had to do it. That was funny. You know it.
All right, folks. We'll be
be back.
Don't go anywhere. And if you do, I don't blame you.
See y'all next week.
Hey, y'all. This is Jim E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, and if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
And we're rolling.
Oh, my Jesus. We're not back. We're still here. I'm not Johnny Cash, and we are Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I am here with two idiots named Jimmy E. and Mudbug. I'm not Johnny Cash.
Yes, he is.
Because I'm awesome.
I am Mudbug.
Yes, he is. And I'm that guy.
And I'm trying to find my trivia questions over here. Dang
trivia.
It.
Trivia.
These guys aren't very funny.
Trivia.
I got a trivia for you real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the actual cake of Texas?
There's a cake?
Yeah. Do you know what it is? The cake.
The cake of Texas. Yeah,
like the cake of Texas. You know, like what's...
Well, yeah, probably pecan pie.
Thank you.
Pecan pie?
Thank you.
How can it be the cake of Texas?
How is it the cake of Texas and it's a pie?
Yeah, that's
get pretty, it right. That, damn it.
Pretty
but
ridiculous.
You are right, Jimmy. It's the cake of Texas.
Man, I'm good.
It's pecan pie.
I know, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm that good. I am that good.
So if anybody understands why and or how a pie can be a cake, please text 936-333-1843 and explain it.
Yeah, you were holding that mic weird, and I was going, what? Did he get his beard wrapped up in his
I
mic?
I did, actually. My beard was wrapped up in the microphone. Well, I'm trying to do three things at one time over here.
Well, just do two. Just do two.
Well, I can't. I can't. I'm trying evidently, to adjust my microphone.
Evidently. Well,
so that I can speak into it well, and hold my phone and drink my beer all at one time.
Speak into the microphone.
I got to be able to.
Stick with one thing at a time.
Got to be able to drink my twisted tea, use my phone, and talk into the microphone at one time. Because we don't have microphone stands.
No.
Tall enough.
You talking to me?
For me to use. So
correct.
Because I'm so tall.
All right, so yes, you are so tall.
I'm so tall. I mean, I have it extended as far as it'll go here.
So tall. Yeah. So we're doing the same as we were last week, right? So
what does that look for? What'd you do? You're looking
make sure this is the right microphone.
There's only three. Yeah, I have mine. Bug has his.
So we're doing two questions for Bug, two questions for me. Correct.
Oh, are we ready for? Are y'all ready for?
I
trivia?
Guess I don't know. What else we're gonna do? We've already bored the crap out of them the first 30 minutes of the show.
We'll probably bore them with trivia anyway.
And if anybody's still here, they're just going, well, hopefully it'll get more interesting here in a minute.
Well, that's probably why they're still here. Everybody, it's got to get better.
It's got to get better. It can't be worse.
It can only get better from here.
It can't get worse.
It can only get better.
Michael Perry's been giving me shit about the concert and.
Yeah.
Want to know if I had a great time watching my favorite artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks,
Dwight
Michael.
Yoakam. Yeah. Jack Michael's Cash. Awesome.
Dwight Yoakam,
y'all. He's a good guy. Gave me speeding tickets on his bowling, though.
Yeah. On his bowling. Speeding tickets for bowling. Yeah.
He gave speeding tickets. He bowls 21, 22 miles an hour.
When he throws the ball, if it ain't doing at least 20, he's upset.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the bowling ball explodes in the back of the lane.
But yeah, he was giving me crap about Dwight Yoakam being in town.
Guitars, Cadillacs,
and I didn't go. I didn't go see it.
Hillbilly music.
I didn't go see him. So he kept asking me, "Well, how was it? How was your favorite artist last night?" Thanks, Mike. See you Friday.
You know who we did
see
miss?
You Friday.
Who?
I was on vacay, but who was in big city of Conroe?
Oh, Corey Morrow.
Corey Morrow.
Oh.
At the table at Maidley.
I'm telling you, that is probably, one of my most favorite Texas country artists ever.
Mm. And you
Corey
missed
Morrow.
Him.
I mean, you missed him.
Teach you to go on vacation.
He was at the table at Maidley this past weekend.
Loser.
Who? Me?
Lou? Yeah.
Because I wasn't here.
Yes. You're the one. You didn't even go see your favorite artist.
I know, right?
I wouldn't hear.
And a real favorite artist.
I wouldn't hear. Wouldn't
not
hear.
Even a make-believe one.
Not a make-believe, a real one.
I even messed up and missed the Will Carter Band, which I complained to myself about a couple weeks ago.
We saw him.
No, you didn't. You saw him at the show, but you didn't see him at table.
We saw Will Carter.
And he played.
Yeah, you saw Will Carter.
Yeah.
He played his guitar and sang.
Well, he was at the table medley the day after we saw Tyler Tillman show.
He done sung songs and stuff.
And stuff.
He did some song singing.
Well, I miss it. I still ain't seen him either.
He did some sing songing. He did some sing songing.
I've been wanting to see the Will Carter Band. I missed that. I still
see how you are.
In all these years, I've still never seen Corey Morrow.
All these years.
Live.
You know.
Have not.
I'm going to tell you what they probably tell
and
you.
And I sang his song to my wife on our wedding day.
All you got to do is buy a ticket.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Well, that you got to show up.
Well, I wasn't here. Right? Well, I'd have been at that show, but I wasn't here.
Did you buy a ticket?
No, I wouldn't. I knew I wasn't going to be here. I
so you, you didn't even get started on that one then.
What a hoser.
Why would I buy a ticket if I knew I wasn't going to be here? Otherwise, I'd have bought a ticket.
What a hoser.
Hoser.
Well, that's where I'd have been on Friday night if I was here.
That's from like Strange Brew, right? Strange Brew?
I think so.
Hoser.
Don't be a hoser, eh?
Eh?
That'd have been another one. Well, of Bruce, eh?
Yeah, talk about that shit. I just watched Blazing Saddles this morning. Y'all are backing up.
I love that show.
I watched Blazing Saddles this morning and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think I'd be funnier after watching that. I guess not.
I don't know Blazing Saddles. I don't know if I've ever
you man. Don't know Blazing Saddles?
No nope. wonder you're not funny.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever watched it in my life.
Okay, folks. That right there explains a lot.
Yes, it does.
That's the reason why he's not funny.
Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder are at their best right there, buddy.
You had to watch that. Dad watched it, so you had to have watched it.
Well, I guarantee
you probably sat on the floor just like I did and watched it.
If it's got Gene Wilder in it,
kind of give him the old 69.
Stupid ass movie. Yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny.
Slim Pickens in it.
Yeah.
Harvey Korman. So Madeline Kahn.
Am I right? I'm thinking that the sheriff, the black sheriff,
Cleavon
right?
Little.
Yeah. Wouldn't he originally that was supposed to be O.J. Simpson?
Nope. Richard Pryor.
I knew it was somebody unexpected.
It was written for Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
Mel Brooks wanted Richard Pryor to do it, and Richard Pryor says, nah. But Richard Pryor.
I think he got hurt or ended up in rehab. One of the
Richard
two.
Pryor actually ended up, Richard Pryor was a writer. He actually wrote a lot of stuff with Gene Wilder and Mel Brooks.
Right, but he either ended up hurt or in rehab.
Yeah, something happened. I don't remember.
Something happened. That's why he couldn't play the role. But
afterward, they were really glad because they went Cleavon Little, and man, he was just he nailed it. He was so good.
He was like, he's awesome.
And the funniest shit in the world would be Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, the can't see, the deaf.
Stir Crazy.
Whenever one of them's blind and one of them can't hear.
I think that was Stir Crazy.
I don't remember that one.
It was funny.
I'm sure I've seen it.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for trivia?
Trivia.
Is this the right
trivia.
Button? Nope, that's not the right button. But either way. Oh, that's the button right there. Everybody, I'm not Johnny Cash, and we're back. MIA. Country Music Trivia.
And we have last week's champion.
Last week's champion, Jimmy E.
Yay.
And the week before that's champion, Jimmy E.
Boo.
The week before that's champion.
Jimmy E.
Anyway, enough of that. As we have learned over the past few weeks.
I won one.
He did.
That must have been the very first one. Back up a few weeks.
I think it was the... That might have been the Shania Twain week. Shania Twain quiz, if I remember correctly.
I didn't really pick a week. I just kind of took over from where we were last week, so I don't even know.
Come on with
yeah,
it.
So
come
this
on
is,
with it.
Well, so since Jimmy E won last week.
Imagine that.
You get the first question.
He doesn't want the first question. He always says he wants me to go first.
You want Mud Butt?
Oh, no, throw it at me.
It doesn't matter to me.
You're the game show host.
I don't make the rules around here, remember?
You're the game show host.
Go ahead. I'm okay.
I get first question. Go ahead. Throw it at me.
Mudbug gets a first question.
Throw it at me.
Are you sure?
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Going once?
No, ask Jimmy to give you the answer so I can see.
Question number one.
Question number one. Here we go.
What did Garth Brooks offer to donate to fellow country music artist Chris LeDoux? The question again is, what did Garth Brooks offer to donate to fellow country music artist Chris LeDoux? His tour bus, proceeds from a live album, his liver, or his studio band? Sorry, that is kind of funny. Again, his tour bus, the proceeds from a live album, his liver, or his studio band?
I'm just going to go with his tour bus.
Okay. Mudbug says tour bus. Oops, I almost hit the wrong button. Actually, I hit the wrong button. And it was still wrong. So that was the wrong answer.
So was it the money from his live album?
I'm going to say it was his studio band. I was wrong, too. Must have been his liver.
Well, it has to be now. He needed a liver.
Ooh, all right.
I should have known.
Are we ready? So, okay. The question was, what did Garth Brooks offer to donate to fellow country music artist Chris LeDoux?
Yeah.
When news spread that LeDoux needed a transplant, Brooks quietly offered to donate a portion of his own liver, although Brooks' liver was incompatible. LeDoux was able to undergo a transplant in 2000 and released two more albums before dying of cancer in 2005.
That was his favorite country artist, so.
Now, I do have a question on that that is not part of the trivia.
Uh-huh.
How are you to donate a portion of your liver?
Don't have a clue.
Okay. Anybody medical out there? 936-333-1843. I mean, a portion of it? Here, I'll just give you part of it.
No clue.
All right.
I can't give you the whole thing.
So, 0 points for all of us.
All right, here we
Mainly
go.
Mainly you, my bug.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy E.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
What was the name of Merle Haggard's backup band? The Drifters, the Jailbirds, the Strangers, or the Gamblers?
Strangers.
Jimmy E says the Strangers. Let me see if I can push the right button here. Oh. He got it right, folks.
This is rigged. I seriously thought you were going to say, so, Jimmy, Garth Brooks' name starts with what letter? I mean, come on.
It's between.
Starts with a Garth.
Letter Garth? Oh, no.
Between 1969 and 1987, the Strangers were voted Band of the Year by the Academy of Country Music 8 times, more than any other group in history.
Hey, wait a minute. I saw that flash card you flashed. You gave him the answer. I see it.
I got a little card up my sleeve here.
You don't got no sleeves.
All right. Question number two for Mudbug.
We're currently 1-0. 1-0.
1-0. Jimmy's up 1-0.
Just rub it in.
Hey, to save Mudbug a little bit here, this might be up his alley.
Okay, come on.
It's a George Strait question.
Oh, well, you going to say it was Shania Twain. She's going to get it.
Did George Strait elope with his high school sweetheart? Costa Rica, Ireland, Canada, or Mexico? Where did George Strait elope with his high school sweetheart?
How in the world is this up my alley? Like, George Strait. I pay attention to where he ran off with his high school. George, I love you this much. Rica, I know exactly where he ran off with your high school sweetheart.
Like, Canada or Mexico?
He's like, what, 20-something years older than me? And
I thought you went to school with George.
Yeah. You're my BFF, man. All right, give me that rundown again. Let's just say Mexico, okay?
Wouldn't stop talking, folks. You don't even know the answer.
Absolutely no clue.
Costa Rica, Ireland, Canada, or Mexico?
I'm just going with Mexico.
Going with Mexico.
Hey.
Why not? He's a Texas boy. Where is he going to go? He's going to elope?
It's 1-1.
Well, he wouldn't.
You think he's going to say he eloped and went to Oklahoma?
7 months after eloping to Mexico with Norma Voss, Strait remarried her in Texas to satisfy their parents.
Come on.
Yeah. So I guess the parents were a little pissed off about eloping.
Probably so.
So good the job. Score is one job, to bug. One, folks. 1-1.
Good job, Bug.
That was Bug. I did that.
One right, so it's tied one. Now.
It's tied.
What a guess.
Last question for Jimmy E.
Come on.
In which song does Hank Williams sing, "I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill"?
Oh, my goodness. How is this supposed to be hard?
Lost Highway.
Think you could give him
some. Honky Tonk Blues. Hey, Good Looking. Or Setting the Woods on Fire. I'll read the question again. In which song does Hank Williams sing, "I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill"? Lost Highway, Honky Tonk Blues, Hey Good Looking, and or Setting the Woods on Fire.
Man.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with...
He's got to think about it, folks.
I'm going to go with Setting the Woods on Fire.
And Jimmy E says Setting the Woods on Fire. That is incorrect.
Wow.
Wow. Tied up the game, folks. Tied up the game.
I think it's Lost Highway.
I don't think it is Lost Highway, but I'll let you choose that. We'll see what's going on here.
I just don't remember.
I don't either. I just...
I'm going with Hey Good Looking.
Huh.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't remember that.
Williams performed Hey Good Looking on Kate Smith Evening Hour on March 26th of 1952. The appearance remains one of the few existing film clips of the singer performing live. He is introduced by Roy Acuff and banters with a young June Carter, wearing his famous white cowboy suit adorned in musical notes.
Man.
I had to sing this song in my head. I couldn't remember.
All right, tiebreaker time. So it's tied 1-1. Oh, how do we break the tie again? I don't remember.
Whoever answers it, get one question, and whoever
one
answers
question,
it
whoever
wins.
Answers it right wins, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the question is, what disease damaged Shania Twain's vocal cords?
Jeez Louise.
Not that that's a funny question, but what disease damaged Shania Twain's vocal cords? I can't even pronounce this. Chagas disease? Gastro something reflux disease, cat scratch disease, or Lyme disease? You want any of those again? Just say 1, 2, or 3. Don't you have to say the
it's
name.
It's the 2, gastro reflux disease.
Gastrophagial reflux disease?
Yes.
Okay, Mudbug's going with that, whatever that is.
Go ahead.
It doesn't sound fun, whatever it is.
Oh, that's okay. So, what are the answers again?
Chagas.
It's Chagas, not fair. He only has 3 to guess from.
He can still choose gastro, whatever.
Not now. He knows it's wrong.
It's Chagas, something disease, cat scratch disease, or Lyme disease. Dun 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 dun. Which one does that? Do we have one of those timers?
No.
No. We don't have one of those buttons.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Lyme disease.
He's going with Lyme disease.
It's not. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Somehow Jimmy
and
pulled that one.
Yes, I pulled that one out of my pocket.
Yeah, because I was going to say cat scratch disease.
That would be. That was not Shania Twain. That was Ted Nugent.
No, he sang the song.
Cat scratch.
Twain lost her voice for several years after being diagnosed with Lyme disease, the most common tick-borne illness in the U.S. After a pair of surgeries, she was able to return to performing. I had no clue about that, folks. And, well, we ended that on a sad note. See, we can't even be funny today.
That was terrible.
All right. Well,
that was great.
That was great. So entertaining.
That was terrible.
Man.
You know the best part about that?
This will be one for the record books.
You know the best part about that?
Well, you won?
I won.
Yeah, again. Yeah. Hey, you know the.
That's how he does it.
Thank you. Hey, that's enough. Thank you.
He waits till I answer so he can touch it down. When I failed, he's like, he only got three to guess from. But so that's a
maybe you shouldn't have answered first.
Well, you had the option.
You sounded so confident when you said it, though.
I mean, it was Shania Twain. Hello.
That's why
I knew it was either two.
That was the reason why I started laughing, because I thought, okay, it's Shania Twain.
I knew from two.
I went, no, well, he's got this.
Yeah. I knew from the four it was one of those two, and I couldn't remember. And then,
oh, hello.
And
man, our time is up here.
But it was one of the. It was sorry, one of those
the lights
two,
just went out here in the studio. The lights just went out.
Back.
Jimmy will be right back. He's got to go find the breaker.
Power outage.
Well, hopefully it's just a power outage. There's still one little light going.
Oh, we're
a little crazy.
We're still recording. So.
Yeah, I guess we got battery backup over here.
It could be all battery.
Mama of the house says that was me. I did it. Okay, sorry about that.
And
the power's back on.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that was a little crazy. Yeah. So the power went out, and then the power went out.
Outages. Yeah.
Power went out, and then the power went out.
Yeah, we were thought we were safe. We were not.
Well, we know we're like under tornado watches and stuff like that.
We're not. He is.
Why do they call it a tornado watch?
Because you're supposed to sit outside and watch.
Oh, you're supposed to watch the tornadoes.
Yeah, watch for them.
Oh.
No, it's kind of like... you don't want to be in the tornado. You just want to look at it.
No, it's kind of like when... it's kind of like when you're... It's kind of like when you're crossing the street.
Yeah.
You know, you watch four cars. It's like, watch four tornadoes.
So you watch for cars, so you do one, two,
no, it doesn't say,
three,
no,
four.
Go, this, now, is no, not, go. This is not counting cars.
Oh, I knew that's what you were going to say. Get to four. Go.
It's not counting cars.
F-O-R, not it's, F-O-U-R.
Yeah, watching.
Okay, all right.
Watching for them.
Okay, all right.
Watching four cars.
Not four of them, but four of them.
Yeah.
I do like Mike. I always tell my kids, look both ways. They run out there and they go, and then you take off. I looked both ways.
Yeah.
You see the car?
Looking both ways doesn't fix the issue yet.
Yeah. My son doesn't look. He just goes. Even after you tell him, look both ways.
Or you can say, I did. I looked both ways from the door. Like, I already looked that way and that way, so we'll go.
Got eyes on both sides. Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
So here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Power came back on. We did trivia. Mudbug lost again.
Yeah.
And Jimmy E won again.
That was not me this time.
And I was waiting on Bug was fixing to press another button. And who knows what that button would do?
That was people applauding that Mudbug lost again.
Oh. Yes, that's exactly. He has a fan base.
They still root for me.
Biggest losers.
They know I've been cheated every week. They know I'm cheated every week because I saw your flashcard. You giving Jimmy the answers.
No, you're cheating every week and still can't win. That's the problem.
But you gave me the question and I answer one of the four, and then Jimmy gets the answer from three. This is rigged. I'm telling you.
The tiebreaker was a Shania Twain question.
It was a Shania Twain question, Bug. Yeah,
I laughed because I thought, oh shit, Bug's gonna win. Boy,
it
was I
Shania
wrong.
Shania Twain question, Bug.
Well, I did know it was one of the two. I just guessed the wrong one. So I take
it. I thought it was Cat Scratch Fever. I was going to be like,
Cat Scratch Fever.
Cat Scratch Fever.
You don't remember that song? Come on, man.
Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman.
Motor City Madman.
Yeah, I saw him in concert when he got kicked out of the Woodlands.
Yeah, I was there.
How do you think I got in there?
Because I was there. Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
What do you got, Jimmy? You got something you want to talk about?
Not a thing. I'm out.
So I'm out, too, because I have a conversation I want to have with both of you guys after this. So maybe we'll have something going on maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Maybe we'll talk about that
okay.
next week.
Sounds good.
I doubt it, but we'll see.
Well, you know what?
What?
Are you done?
That's pretty terrible.
Terrible.
What's terrible?
We could do way better than this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But maybe, we will next time.
Maybe you should practice.
Because all you fans waiting on me to win, just come back next week. Maybe it'll happen.
Shania Twain trivia.
Yeah.
Hey.
I thought for sure the George Strait question. He'd get that one right off the bat.
No. How about next week? Next week needs to be about Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, okay.
Brooks and Dunn trivia. Let's see if I can win that one.
I can do this.
Watch me lose that one, too.
I can do it. Brooks
Jimmy,
and Dunn.
If I lose that one, too,
I'm
going to hit you with my microphone.
Folks,
this is my favorite.
Y'all come back next week. We'll see if Mudbug can beat Jimmy E. at Brooks and Dunn Trivia. They will each get two Brooks and Dunn Trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions right will be the winner.
Dun, dun, dun.
Love you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.